Much more from Major Taylor's interview with KSL's Doug Wright coming up in an in-depth report at 7:45. Then at 8 o'clock, we'll hear from the commander of the Utah National Guard.
One day until the historic midterm election.
Fear to stimulate people.
Control of the U.S. Senate.
Voters seem to care more than ever, or they're as frustrated as ever.
You're listening to a special edition of Utah's Morning News. Your voice, your vote, 2018.
It appears an independent conservative group is behind a controversial text sent to many Utahns yesterday. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the story. Heather?
Amanda, Representative Mia Love tweeted, quote, "Just when I thought this election cycle couldn't get worse, my 15-year-old who can't even vote got this while at church. This is inappropriate." Love's tweet was in response to a message from the Independent Republicans of Utah, which told voters they wouldn't be excommunicated for voting for Ben McAdams. A search for the group behind the mass text could not be found, and Mayor McAdams issued a statement saying, as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he would never imply the church's involvement in this race. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A pair of presidents battle on the campaign trail in Georgia. KSL's top